Our scripture reading comes from Acts chapter 3. It's the first 10 verses. It's the same passage we looked at with the children earlier. So Acts 3, I'm reading from verse 1. This is the word of God. A lame beggar is healed. One day, Peter and John went to the temple at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the hour of prayer. There at the beautiful gate, as it had been called, was a man who had been lame all of his life. Every day he was carried to the gate to beg for money from the people who were going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John going in, he begged them to give him something. They looked straight at him, and Peter said, "Look at us." So he looked at them, expecting to get something from them. Peter said to him, "I have no money at all. Silver or gold I do not have, but I give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I order you to get up and walk." Then he took him by the hand and helped him up. At once, the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped up, stood on his feet, and started walking around. And he came into the temple with them, walking and jumping and praising God. And the people there saw him walking and praising God. And when they recognized him as the beggar who had sat at the beautiful gate, they were all surprised and amazed at what had happened to him. Amen. And we thank God for his word to us. If you are a sports fan, well, what a summer this has been, with even more to come. European Football Championships, we've had Wimbledon, Grand Prix season underway, the rugby, the cricket, the golf, the Olympics. Many precious medals and trophies will be awarded, gold, silver and bronze. At golf's British Open last weekend, the winner, Colin Morikawa, was announced at the prize presentation as the winner of the gold medal and champion golfer of the year. And the Tokyo Olympics gold medals have already been won. Now, the winning of a gold medal is a wonderful thing, but thinking about it is helpful to us as well this morning, because it leads to our Bible focus. As the Apostle Peter, on the occasion of the healing of the lame man, says, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have, I give you." And what was that? The name of Jesus. And on another occasion, Peter would write that our faith is of greater worth than gold. That comes from 1 Peter 1:7. Now, you or I may never win a gold medal, though perhaps some of you already have, and that is a brilliant achievement. Of course it is. But if not, be encouraged. Faith in God through his Son, Jesus Christ, is something that we can all achieve by the grace of God. And faith in our God is worth far more than a bucket full of medals, of greater worth than gold. Before we look together at this text from Acts 3, let's just take a moment now to pray. Let's just still our hearts and pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to spend time in your precious word. As we ponder its riches, speak to us your word of encouragement, challenge, and hope, we pray. And give us ears to hear and hearts to respond to you in faith. In Jesus' name, amen. So in our reading today from Acts 3, we read the account of the healing of the lame man. If we were to flick back through our Bibles to get a feel for the context, we find this sequence of events. Well, Jesus had been taken back to heaven and left instructions for his disciples to go into all the world with the message of the gospel, to be his witnesses, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth, to be on the move for him. The Holy Spirit had come upon the disciples in the event we know as Pentecost, and Peter, inspired by the Holy Spirit, preached the first Christian sermon. And the early church, such a young church, saw amazing growth. People putting their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, the church growing every day, and the people were filled with awe as they witnessed many wonders and miraculous signs done by the apostles through the power of Christ. These were astonishing times. And we focus on one of those wonders today. In this account, the Bible tells us that Peter and John were going up to the temple to pray at 3 in the afternoon. Prayer was what they relied on. Prayer was the mark of the early church. They did everything by prayer. So Peter and John, on their way, when they meet this man crippled from birth, begging at the gate, and he is poverty-stricken, totally reliant on others to carry him there every day. Life would have been beyond difficult. This is the only way that this man can survive. And every day people would have heard his cries, "Have pity on me. Have you any change, any money? Have pity." But on this day, something remarkable will happen. On this day, he's going to get far more than he bargained for. Peter and John passing by, Peter fixes his gaze on him and says directly, "Look at us." And the man did, gave him full attention, expecting something to come from them. This story of healing is absolutely laced with important teaching, and there's a piece of teaching right here for us. The man gave Peter and John his full attention. As people who pray to God, as people who long to receive from God, we both need to give God our full attention and expect something to happen. I wonder, do we ever miss the word that Jesus has for us on a given day because we're distracted? Or maybe we let other things just crowd in on us. We need to work at giving that full attention. Phones off, iPad pushed aside, that discipline. The discipline of spending time with God, of listening to God, of focusing on God, attention on God. And we need to come to God expecting something to happen. Come expectantly. It's a really good question to ask of ourselves. Do we always do that as individuals and as a church? Peter said, "Look at us." The man gave his full attention and expected something to happen. And it certainly did. And the minute Peter had that man's attention, he did two things. Peter admitted his material poverty. "Silver or gold, I don't have. No money at all." But at the same time, he announced his spiritual wealth. "But what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, walk." Peter was making it absolutely crystal clear. The power to heal was not from him. It was in the name of Jesus. In the world of sport, there are many well-known names. Tiger, Rory, Messi, Ronaldo, Kane, Hamilton. You'll know many, many more. Big names in sport. But they're just names. But there's no name like the name of Jesus Christ. Power in his very name. When we pray in the name of Jesus, there is power in that. When you talk to people about Jesus, there is power in that. When you tell people about Jesus, the Bible promises power is released through the very name of Jesus. The Bible promises there's a time coming when every knee will bow at the name of Jesus Christ. There is no other name like the name of Jesus. And in that electric moment, as the layman was looking at Peter and John, at the mention of Jesus' name, the miracle happened. Peter helped the man up, and instantly, the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped his feet. He didn't just stand up. He jumped up, and he began to walk. No wonder this miracle had an amazing effect on all the people. At the time of this healing, the early church was in its infancy. Jesus had promised them power of his Holy Spirit, to perform signs and wonders in his name. And here is the evidence. Healing, transformation, the power of God at work through the people of God, through the church of Jesus Christ. And this healing took place not in the temple, but outside the gate. The beginnings of the gospel on the move, God on the move through his people. Beginnings of Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the very ends of the earth. And here in Acts 3, it's a key story that demonstrates the power of God at work in the church. Do you know, it's also a parable of the whole age in which we live. This miracle occurred at the beginning of a new time, a new age, the beginning of the church. And it teaches us what sort of world the church finds itself in. The man was in need of help, crying out for help. This world is full of people in need of help, crying out for help. The man thought money could help him. That's what he was crying out for. That's what he thought was the answer. Don't we know that so many today still crave money and possessions and things? They think if we just have more and more money, more and more stuff, that's the answer. But they're wrong. We know money isn't the answer. Stuff isn't the answer. The answer is what Peter and John gave, what the church of today can give, what you and I can give. The answer is the name of Jesus Christ. When we say his name in love, when we talk to people about him, when we allow him to work through us, when we pray to him, power is released into this world. And by the grace of God, lives transformed. That's the promise of this story in our Bibles. So Peter said, silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you, the name of Jesus Christ. What a teaching-filled, encouraging story this is. A story that teaches us of the importance of prayer. The early church devoted itself to prayer. About giving God our full attention. About expecting God to change us and change this world. Expecting things to happen. A story that reminds us of the power of Jesus' name, and that through the church, Jesus is still in the business of healing and transformation. God still on the move, working through people of faith, people like you and me, called to bring the good news of the gospel from Ballygilbert to County Down to Ireland to the ends of the earth. One final thing to say about this story, and it's this. Here we have a picture of how God works. We've got a reminder of a wonderful promise as well. The man was healed and immediately he was filled with joy. And isn't it always helpful, particularly in these challenging days, to remind ourselves of the joy of the Lord? One of God's great promises to his people is this promise of joy. God promises we can have that joy deep inside us. Even in the most difficult or challenging circumstances, we can find joy. Pre-pandemic, mid-pandemic, post-pandemic, whatever's going on in our lives, a joy this world does not give and the world cannot take away. The promise of joy in the here and now is a glimpse, a foretaste, a pointer of something even greater. Because the Bible also promises there's a time coming when there'll be no more sickness or mourning or crying, and we will know the joy of being united with those who have gone ahead of us into the kingdom of heaven. We'll know the joy of seeing Jesus face to face. What a time that will be. It's a great summer of sport to look out for. We look forward to the competition that continues, the excitement, the dramas, the medal ceremonies. We wish our sportsmen and sportswomen every success over the summer, and hopefully some will bring home a gold, silver, or bronze. None of us may ever win a gold medal, although you never know. But there's something that we can all do. Every time we see or hear of a medal or a trophy being presented, why not remind yourself that when we have faith in Jesus Christ, when we trust in the promises of God, when we live by the name of Jesus Christ, then that's more precious than gold. Remind yourself and praise God. Amen.